with the head coach of, hold on, let me look at my rankings. Oh, wow. Moving on up, the USF women's golf team at number 36 in the country. And these things tend to happen when you win golf tournaments. Before we get to all the specifics of last week, Coach Erica Brennan, let's take it back to the week before, because you were in sort of a similar event. It didn't go as well. So that performance, and then how you were able to completely switch it around.
Yeah, I think if not for the adversity at Augusta, honestly, we wouldn't have had the type of event that we had out in Arizona. The conversations and feedback that came back after the Augusta tournament was so good for all of us to hear, and kind of helped us. We only had a couple of days in town, but help us make those practice plans and how could we leverage and get the most out of it as humanly possible before we traveled out to Arizona. And what came from that was absolutely incredible. Kudos to the team. They are so transparent, and they're able to be vulnerable, and they're able to share the good, the bad, the ugly, all of the things that help all of us get better. And that's actually what set us up for success.
That's very interesting, because one part would be just make more putts, just do this. But is some of that a mental approach?
Yeah, I mean, this game is so mental. But for us, more, I think, energy and expecting the unexpected and controlling controllables, as we kind of always talk about, and just some things aligned for us out in Arizona that were directly attributable to those kind of conversations after Augusta. So this team gets it. They deeply want to play for one another. They understand how energy impacts each other. And to go out to Arizona and do what we did was pretty special.
So Arizona, I picture the desert. I actually saw the video at the end. It looked like it was overcast and sort of a bleak situation. But what in general was the weather like and the course like?
Yeah, the course is beautiful. It's an interesting test of golf. It's not a bang driver on every hole. I think we only had driver on maybe 5 tee boxes. Wow. Super strategic. You've got to play chess if you want to play well there. So it's a thinking man's golf course, and that boded well for us. We stayed in the fight and really did use our brain as our 15th club, and that, I think, made the difference. But the first day, it was cold, windy, and rainy, and we love that. The more adverse the weather, the better our team rallies and plays. So as soon as we knew it was going to be adverse conditions, we were licking our chops and ready to get out there. And for them to shoot 6-under in that first round in those conditions was absolutely incredible, and also not surprising. They're mutters.
So don't take this the wrong day. Was the weather perfect the next day?
Yeah, the weather was great in the second round. Yeah, exactly. But that's how it goes sometimes. I think, you know, obviously we were just a little bit flat in that second round. It wasn't that we were playing poor by any stretch. Just didn't have the finish that we needed. We had actually gotten it under par and we're feeling pretty good. And then in the last few holes, just didn't close that round out the way that we needed to. But to go into the final round and still have a share of the lead, you know, we talked about how, hey, anything can happen, but as long as we're controlling the things that we can control and like keeping that great energy, like, we'll see where the chips fall. And I think that the team feeds off of that. They like the fact that DS and I are super even keel. You know, that's not the time to be juju-ing on any beats. It's really, really flatline for he and I. You know, they don't need to know where they are or what's going on the leaderboard. They just need to go play their golf and trust in themselves. And that's exactly what they did. So to get the win in that field was incredible, and all credit to the team. They fought for it.
In that field, I want to ask about that, because it's gotten now to the point where I'm guessing it's the norm, and you almost, maybe at first would be a little bit starstruck. You're not to that point anymore by a long shot. Is it even a step beyond that where you feel like, okay, we are one of those teams?
Yeah, I think this team deeply believes that they can compete in any field, and I think that we have proven that over the season. Are there little things that we can continue to clean up? Of course. I don't ever want to be the kind of coach that says we've arrived. There's always more work to do, but yeah, we do not see ourselves as an underdog. In fact, we don't even say the uprising anymore, because that was the journey that we were on, and now we do genuinely feel like we can tee it up and compete with anybody on any given week. And so for them to make that mindset shift has been critical, and I think that's what's helped us close out 3 tournaments and get 3 tournament wins. It's hard to win golf tournaments, but they are absolutely cruising.
Before we get to MG, let's talk about everybody else, because this was a true example. When I think of a team winning a golf tournament, I think 2 in the top 10, 3 if not 4 in the top 20. You had 1 real high up, but only golfer in the top 15, and she was the only second one in the top 20. So everybody chipped in, especially on the last day with Alyssa, but it was a true team effort.
Yeah, it took all five of them, and what was really cool is, you know, we never threw the same person's score out twice, right? So everybody, if their score got tossed in around, they came right back and started firing on it again. So credit to all five of them. They play for each other, and it's incredibly rare in an individual sport to have people that don't care who gets the credit, and that's right up to MG. MG could care less if she's getting the individual accolades. She wants the team to play well, and so for them to put it together and kind of pick each other up when one of them was down on any given day was pretty awesome. But final round Liz, as we've come to kind of call her, we know she's going to give us her best round in the final round. You can pretty much count on it, and so 68 out of her was awesome, and to watch the other ones rally and make sure that they were staying down around par was also really cool.
And then what was Melanie's mindset out there? Obviously, like you just said, she's more concerned with the team victory, but to get that far ahead of the field where it was a given that she was going to be the medalist, what did she have going on?
Yeah, she had no idea, which is the best, and I think that's a good thing. So it actually wasn't until she putted the ball in on 18, and of course we were clapping and cheering, and then she kind of gave me the eyes from 60 yards away, and I knew exactly what she was asking me, and so from 60 yards away I gave her a thumbs up, and you could just see her exhale, you know, because she knew at that moment that she had won it individually. So MG is a competitor through and through, but I think her growth off the course and who she's become as a leader for our team this year has been exceptional. MG's golf is like the second best quality about her. She's just a quality human and the kind of person that you want to be around.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Now, the ranking part, people would think, well, they only jumped six spots, but when you're that high up, you only have so much room to move, so that's not a bad problem. But where does it position you? It obviously gets you not to worry about any sort of bubble this year with one match left to go.
Yeah, we got one tournament left over in Chattanooga. That field is one that gives us a little bit more balance, and so we know that when we go there and tee it up, we're going to need to be on our game, and we're going to need to be near the top so that it doesn't negatively impact our ranking. But it's nice at this point in the year. You're never going to take your foot off the gas, but it's nice to not feel super, super stressed about are you going to be in or out for postseason. I think it's going to free them up to play their best golf and their most relaxed golf. But we need to go and perform in Chattanooga. Michigan will be there. They're a really formidable team, well-coached team with Jan Dowling. And then we'll get to host conference and get to play in front of our fans, and a lot of people will come out and support us for that event, so that'll be awesome.
In case we don't talk officially before that, sort of set the stage for that, because I think it does make a difference when you have even more fans supporting you. Also, you've seen some of these newer teams in the conference. What's the sort of outlook as far as the strength goes for that?
Sure. Our team is so connected, like, amongst themselves, and then that extends outward. And so any support that we get from the athletic staff, the university, people in the community, our girls really just deeply appreciate that. I think we wrote 43 handwritten thank you notes last year for people that showed up for us at the conference tournament. So any type of support, man, it means everything to a team like ours. Right now we're ranked second in the league. SMU has got us by a few. We haven't had a chance to see them yet, so it'll be interesting. It'll come down to the conference championship. And but right now we like our chances. We like that golf course. We're cautiously optimistic, and we're certainly not going to stop working between now and then.
Well, I hope you know that the support, whether it's handwritten or not, is reciprocated by a lot of different teams. We love being around you guys. Congratulations on another dub.
Thank you. I appreciate it.